How much should you price your coaching services? If I had a dollar for every time I've been asked this question, I would be a quadrillionaire by now. So in this video, I'm going to help you out in this episode of the Expert to Authority show. I'm going to help you out find the right pricing for your offers. And this is with a very unconventional method. And some of you might love it and some of you might say, oh my God, Simone, it's so simple. Why have I not thought about that before? So make sure you stay tuned. If you don't know me, my name is Simone Vincenzi. I'm the co-founder of GTEX. We turn experts into authorities. And I built multiple six-figure coaching companies in the coaching and speaking industry. And one of the things that we do with our clients is helping them out with their pricing. And to be honest, let me tell you straight away. Let me take you out of misery. I don't have a clever way to find pricing. I don't. Because in particular in the coaching and speaking industry, pricing is very personal. So it's important to understand first the psychology of pricing and your internal psychology and then find the number. Because you will only and you will always charge what you feel comfortable charging. Now, being a coach or being a speaker is not like having selling tables, where you have a warehouse, where you're that has your table, where you have the fixed cost of the fixed material. All everything is your time. Everything that you sell is either time that you spent in the past or time that you're spending now. So let's think, for example, you're creating an online program, maybe, or an online course. You're not spending time every time someone buys the online course, but you spend time in the past learning everything that you needed to put the online course. You spend the time recording the online course. You spend the time put the system together to sell the online course. So everything, you spend time on it. So now the question is, how much value do you put on your time? And this is where the penny drops for many. Because the reason why you might not be charging the right amount for you, it might be because you don't believe enough in yourself to charge that amount. You might have some hidden fears. You might say, maybe they're not gonna buy. Maybe if they're gonna expect way more than I can deliver. Maybe no one is gonna say yes. There are all these little gremlins in our mind that are stopping us from actually charging what we really want to charge. And then maybe some people, they charge already way too much and then they get disappointed because no one buys and they don't have the right audience. So pricing, as I mentioned, is more a psychological question than a technical question. So let's explore the psychology. And psychology and feelings are very interconnected. You will have your mind saying something and you will have your body feeling something else. And then every time there is a number, your body will have a reaction to it. Maybe the reaction is that you are undercharging and then you're feeling resentful about it because you know that you should and could charge more, but now you have people that bought at that price, so actually you're not happy delivering that work because you know you're massively undercharged. Or maybe you feel that you're overcharging and therefore you don't even go out there with a price that is actually a reflection of your skills and expertise. So first of all, we need to understand our emotions and our mind and our thoughts. And there is one question that I love to ask to find the perfect price to start. Because the part also to understand is that pricing is an evolving concept. I started charging first $30, like actually it was in pound in the UK, so £30. And that was my first paying clients. By the way, at that point, I did more than 100 coaching sessions for free. Just to know that I was good at what I was doing. And the result of it was my first client paid me 30 quid. That's it. After 100 coaching sessions. But I never charged something for myself before. My background was in the catering industry, not in the coaching industry. So I could get paid really well somewhere else. I could get paid really well in the catering industry. I was earning about, at the age of 19, I was earning about 5,000 a month already. I started working in the catering industry at 14, became manager of my first Michelin star restaurant. I managed was at the age of 19. And the money was great. I was really good at my job. I just wanted a change of career when I was 23, after 8 years in the catering industry at a very high level. And so I didn't have any problem negotiating those prices in the catering industry. I never had any problem getting paid 300, 400, 500 for a single shift, or even 600 for a contract. But when it was time to sell my coaching, the first price that came to me was 30 for an hour. And to be honest, it wasn't even coaching, it was to help someone that I knew to build a Facebook page. So can you please set up my Facebook page for me? It was another coach. And then I called it as my first coaching client. But then I had another client that paid me 50, and then my confidence grew and I started charging 75 and then 100. And then I stayed at 100 a session for a while, and then straight I jumped to about 500 a session. The 100 was way too long, and I knew that I was ready for 500, and now it's 2000 a session. And that's where my limit is at the moment, and that's what I feel comfortable and congruent to charge. So when you are thinking about your pricing, first of all, understand that it's a personal evolution. So how do we define the first starting point? Well, the first starting point is this one. I'm going to ask you this question. What is the highest price you feel comfortable to charge? So what is the highest price that you feel comfortable to charge right now that still feels like a steal, like a great deal for the people that are going to buy? So what is the highest price that you feel comfortable and happy to charge? It's easy for you to say the number, but it's the highest price. So it's there close on the limit, but it's the highest price that you feel comfortable to charge for what you're providing that still feels like a deal, like a great deal to your, like when you say it, you cannot even believe it. Like with the amount that you're going to get, this is going to be a great deal for you. So if you feel inside that your price is a great deal for your clients and is the highest number, you'll be happy about charging it. Now, everyone will have a different starting point. Maybe your starting point is going to be $5. And that's the highest price that you feel comfortable to charge. Just make a number up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You take the first step. And then you build confidence. You see the results you're providing. Now it's going to be natural for you to say it's time to increase. And now you ask yourself the same question again a few months down the road. What's the highest price I feel comfortable to charge for the service I'm providing that I still feel is a great deal for the person in front of me? Because when you feel it's a deal for the person in front of you, you are not attached. It's like it's their loss. And that's how I feel when I go into conversations. Now, it's 10 years down the line. So after 10 years of sales conversation, became easy. It became to, and also to increase prices. To the point where, you know, I can sell something for $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 without feeling any emotion attached to it. Because I'm able now to separate my identity to the price that I'm charging, which is the next point. Pricing becomes a matter of identity. That's why it's so difficult to find. Because your price, it becomes a sense of your self-worth. And it takes time, or doesn't have to take time, actually, if you do some practices. But for me, it took time to separate myself from the price I'm charging and my sense of self-worth. It was not easy. It was not easy at all. But now I'm here. Now I can charge something, and I know it's not a reflection of who I am as a person, but it's a reflection of my ability, my skills, my business, my credibility, all the things, but it's not who I am as a person, which is the last tip that I want to give you. Don't internalize it. Pricing as much as possible. And always remind yourself that your price is not a reflection of you as a human being. It's going to be easier to see price as more from the client's point of view than from your point of view. Because remember, who's going to pay is going to be the client. You're the one selling, so you need to be confident and comfortable saying that number. But the other person is the person that's buying, and the value is in the eye of the beholder. That was very, very dramatic. The value is in the eye of the beholder. Yes, it's true. For some people, you know, 10, 20,000 is pennies. It's nothing. Like, here, take it. For some other, 20,000 is their entire year of work. So the value and price is so personal, the value that we attach to money. So what we are doing most of the time is that we make our self-worth make the decision for our clients, for the person in front of you. But if you're able to separate and see actually from the point of view of the clients and what's in it for them, what value are they getting, what is going to be their return in time, happiness, joy, health, vitality, money, depending on your work, What's going to be the return? See, from their point of view, now you can create a price that is fair for both. It's a great price for you. It's a great price for them. Everyone is happy at the end. So, stuck on pricing, ask yourself, what's the highest amount that you can feel, that you feel comfortable to charge, that still feels like a great deal for the potential client in front of you? Starting that way, ask yourself this question every 3-4 months, and then you will be able to grow and increase your pricing. I cannot wait to hear what are your thoughts. And actually, I would love to know, how much are you charging? Put them in the comment if you are watching on YouTube. And by the way, make sure you subscribe either on YouTube or on the podcast. And I cannot wait to see you next time. And remember that together we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.